Charlotte's Morning Show, Mani, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Celebrating Christmas, since this is our last live show for the year, where we're all doing Christmas caroling.
Yes, it's called the MRL Show Christmas Karaoke. I went first and did White Christmas.
That's what it is, karaoke.
Right. Then Loren did Jingle Bell Rock. Great rendition of it.
Killed it, but not in a good way.
Killed it. Literally killed the karaoke machine, stopped working, and started smoking. And producer Nicole and Roy are left. Producer Nicole's up next. But before we get to producer Nicole's version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, South Carolina. Thank you, Outer Counties, for making this year's Secret Santa the most successful Secret Santa to date. A shocking number came through yesterday. Thanks to you.
Yes, because of you, we raised over $105,000 to help those sick and injured kids at St. Levine Children's Hospital. So thank you so much for coming together and making that possible.
$105,000. There's 105,000 reasons why Levine Children's Hospital is awesome, and it's all thanks to you. And maybe some of the kids inside the hospital, Nicole, right now are listening to us here this morning. We want to say, here's our gift to you, children. It is producer Nicole singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing after she just took an enormous bite of celery out of her Bloody Mary.
And a Hark the Herald Angel, whatever that song
is. This is a big range.
It's a hard song to sing.
It has a personal meaning to it.
Okay.
All right, talk right. You got
like
in that. You're in that mic there.
Story. All right, am I in it?
All right, yep, you're in it. All right, here we go. Producer Nicole, take it away.
Wait, I don't have headphones.
Wait, they're right here,
I
bud.
Need to- All right, here we go.
Good producing. Thank you, Lauren.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the new, peace on earth and mercy mild, God reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, join the triumph with angelic. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord.
Way to take a religious song and bash
late
it.
In time, behold him come, offspring of the favored one. Filled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail incarnate.
Deity.
Pleased as man with men to dwell. Nicole's not going to heaven.
Oh, maybe. You'll be waiting at the gates after this rendition.
Thought you were going to try to hijack my song.
No, listen, it's just you.
Oh, you want to keep going?
No.
I'm good. Nicole, everyone. Great job.
That was unique.
Thank you.
Nicole, hello. It's the Lord. You'll be waiting at the gates after that rendition.
Actually, you know what? You're not bad. Growing up Catholic, the priests have no idea how to carry a tune, and they sing louder than anybody in the church.
They probably sound like me.
They sound just like that. And they're so happy to sing, and that's what it's about. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. You're just singing
God's words.
Singing the praises, but some priests that I've seen, I was like, dude, are you listening to the same song?
When I go to church, I like whisper sing the songs because I'm afraid the people on either... Well, yeah, because I'm afraid the people on either side of me will judge me. You heard my Jingle Bell Rock. It was terrible.
It's not about that. They don't judge you at
All right, great job. job, producer Nicole. Way to go. Hark the Herald Angels Sings. Not a good, easy song to do, and you have snow all over you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's the season, guys.
All right, up next, just about 8:50, in about 20 minutes from now, Roy will giving us what song?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. You saved the best for last, y'all. Best for last.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So you guys know they do these preview nights for movies. Well, this The Last Jedi movie did... It broke so many box office records last night. Yes. It's already made $45 million.
Good gosh.
It's not even the opening day. It was the preview night.
Yeah, 8 hours ago it opened.
Yeah. And it is on record to be right behind what was the last one that came out? The
Force Awakens.
Hey, you know what I bet they'll start doing? Making movies start on Thursday more often now, since they know they can make some money.
I feel like they've done this for a while, though. I mean, they typically open at midnight, but I think a lot of theaters did, like 7 p.m. showings, 8 p.m. showings.
Oh, God. Our friend Father Pat from St. Matt's just texted me and said,
please stop,
have Nicole. No, have Nicole come lead the choir, please.
Yes!
Yeah. There you go.
Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
And by the way, the great thing about the Catholic Church is after you get communion, you can receive wine.
Yay. Now it's a party.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Sam Smith, he doesn't love Christmas songs, so he wouldn't fit into today's show. But he says that he worked at Clinton Cards when he was a kid, and it totally ruined the whole song, like, Christmas song experience for him.
Does he not have, like, a Christmas album?
He says that he will sing Christmas carols, but he doesn't enjoy it. He's the Scrooge of Christmas.
He is a Scrooge.
Wow, that was judgy. Okay, Justin Bieber, however, does get into the spirit of things. He posted a Instagram post last night that was him dancing around to Ed Sheeran's new song, decorating his Christmas tree. So he was doing spins and somersaults, and he wanted his fans to get into it, too.
You mean Ed Sheeran, the river with Eminem? What's going on?
Oh, they're playing the clip.
No, we're watching the Bieber as he's decorating his tree. No, Perfect is the song that he was playing.
Okay.
Yeah, with Beyonce.
But Eminem and Ed Sheeran have a song out together.
They do. This is called The River, and it just dropped today. By the way, Eminem's new album comes out today.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratched to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks mismatched on his breast jacket. He's a sex addict and she just wants to exact revenge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She's kept track of all his internet chats. And guess who just happens to be moving
there
on.
There you go.
Love it.
It's got a little Love the Way You Lie feel going on to it. I really like it.
Jordan tweeted at the MRL show and said, I was having a bad morning and then I hear producer Nicole singing. Great job. Hashtag Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Joanna said, I tried singing along with producer Nicole but had to stop after the second word.
It's a hard song.
And Captain Ledford says, I love you guys, but couldn't y'all pick the less religious song to mock this morning? I agree, Captain. I don't know why. She did that when she was younger.
Okay, so Nicole has a personal story to it, and that's why I wanted her to tell the story before she sang it. She was supposed to sing it. How old were you?
So hold on. I was in the third grade, you know, innocent as can be, and I was in the choir of my church, and I had a solo in that song. So I'm sorry, for the rest of my life, that song had
special meaning to you.
Special meaning
and
to
you
it.
Weren't mocking it. That was you. You're just bad at singing.
I'm bad at singing.
Was backhanded any way you took it.
No, it's okay. Captain Ledford, that's the story. People want to know what's the story behind that song. Why you chose that one.
Because
Roy's doing Hippopotamus for Christmas.
And PETA is going to be mad.
Come on. The PETA tweets will come
back. You know hippopotamuses are endangered species. You can't have one.
I want one, man. I bet they taste good.
The last trending of the year.
I'm kidding. Come on.
I thought it was fun. The last trending of the year as I try and move the show forward is happening right now, Loren. What's hot? What's trending? What does Loren like?
All right. Everybody loses gloves. You get a pair of gloves, you lose one, now you've got to buy a new pair. I found, I say a pair of gloves, but this set of gloves is called a pair and a spare. So you get a pair of gloves and an extra glove. They come three in a pack, so if you lose one, you got an extra. Well, awesome is that?
Wait, but what hand is?
Well, you can flip it over either way. Yeah, okay. So you can wear them either way.
Okay.
So I thought that was amazing. And they're $32. So, you know, right around maybe a little bit more than your typical pair of gloves, but you won't have to buy two. Now you only have to buy one.
That's great.
Thank you, Loren. Great trending items for the year 2017. And to find out what all of them were, you can head over to the website, kiss951.com. Up next, the 60-second chit-chat where we try and keep people on the phone for over 60 seconds. This time we call a toy store.
Yes, and we try to keep them on the phone while we yell Chewbacca noises. Yep. Doesn't go well. Less than 10.